What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Here it is, a Rant Ray review. Another Arrow recap show right here for the episode Legends of Yesterday. It was the two-episode crossover that happened on December 1st, which I did earlier from The Flash. If you want to hear the first one, go to my Flash channel and you'll see that one. And then here it is, December 2nd, Legends of Yesterday. And this is the part two of this crossover episode. Did I just repeat myself? I think I did, didn't I? It's complicated. It's late. It's the new year. It's a little after 2 o'clock in the morning. My dogs are sleeping. I'm the only one awake, and I think I'm going to record this, and then I'm going to bed, and then I'll finish the last two episodes for Arrow and The Flash. Well, actually, there's only one episode left, the mid-season finale for both shows. All right, I'm just going to get to this one. And I do have my friend Anna B from Australia. If you want to check out some of her reviews for The Arrow and The Flash, check out thevro.com. But I'll read that right here in my hand. I'll read this in just a few. This episode was totally action-packed and crazy as hell, wasn't it? When Barry time travels, I get it now. In the show, when they describe it in the show, when they're trying to explain what happened and what they saw, that's what I get. I feel like I'm in The Flash and Cisco. I'm like, wait a second, did that? And then we crossed over, and then they went back. But I was crapping in my pants, I'm not going to lie. When the big first fight happens with Savage, and Savage slams his sphere staff into the ground and burns Oliver, I was like, and then I saw The Flash running. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I actually had to rewind it. I was like, let me rewind that. Did I miss something? Maybe Oliver got out of there? That was scaring me there. I'm not going to lie. But to come to find out, it was the time travel and The Flash. And then The Flash was able to go back and tell Oliver, we got to have a different plan. So that was cool because I thought I lost everybody. And that would have sucked. But this whole episode was dope. That last fight scene at the end with everybody there, the whole team. And I wish Oliver would see that when the team fights together as a team, they all kick ass. When he leaves a team behind, nothing ever goes right. But that end scene, the fight scene, was badass. What else? Oh, bam! Oliver decides to go visit Samantha, the baby mama. Now, the first time he goes and visits, that just goes in total whatever. So I'm glad that he got the second time because The Flash went and changed it. So, yeah. I'm wondering, this is going to be interesting to see how much more are we going to see Oliver's son in the series because now he's going to be visiting him. Are we going to see that a lot more? Or is it just going to be a couple of parts? And how soon will his son meet The Flash and meet the Arrow and all this is going to, oh yeah, this is going to be a, this is gonna, this throws a whole monkey wrench into everybody's plans. And this Samantha chick, I'm not sure if I like her. Nope. But we'll see what happens. At the end of the episode, I really thought Oliver was going to switch it up and tell Felicity about the son, and he didn't. This is not a good thing. Because to me, that's just the beginning of a breakup or something bad. I don't know. Yeah, this episode, yeah, it's going to – I feel like it's setting me up for something. But yeah, I got my friend Anna B's email here. Hi, Mike. I finally watched the two crossover episodes and loved them both. I totally agree with you there, Anna B. It showed that the Flash and Arrow teams can really work well together now as one team. I loved the bantering between Barry and Oliver. Totally agree. This crossover has now enlightened us on Hawkman and Hawkgirl. So going forward into the new show's Legends of Tomorrow, we know their history and why Randall Savage is after them. Yes, that was totally cool to see in the beginning of this episode, the backstory of them back in Egypt. So that was cool. And I didn't know they were going to be in Legends of Tomorrow, which is cool. Stephen Amell's performance was above and beyond as he learned he was a father and the predicament it puts him in to have a part of his son's life while jeopardizing the relationship with Felicity. Yeah, I'm telling you, he should have said something to her at the end. It will only be a matter of time that Felicity will learn the truth, and this could harm their relationship. Hell yes, Anna B and everybody. This is definitely going to put some strain on the relationship. Of course, Merlin is up to his old trips. I think you wanted to say tricks, but you said trips. Maybe that's what, maybe tricks in Australia means trips, tricks. Wait, maybe trips in Australian means tricks. There we go. Say that 10 times. And cannot be trusted. You know what? Malcolm Berlin can't trust him, but I love the guy, Anna. Always has his own agenda. Yes, he does. He certainly does, and I love Malcolm Merlin for that. Anna, there you go, people. So there's Anna's thoughts, my thoughts. You just heard them. If you have any thoughts about this episode, feel free to leave it in the comment below or wherever you're listening to this. Let us know. Let us know what you thought about this episode, Legends of Yesterday. That is it, people. Thumbs up for this episode. I love these crossover episodes. Action-packed. Seeing both teams together. Totally cool. I loved Hawkman and Hawkgirl. It was dope. This is a really good episode. That's it for me. I think it's time for me to crash, and I'll be back tomorrow to watch the final mid-season finale episodes for Arrow and The Flash, and I'll do a little recap for you guys. And I think Anna B sent me some stuff, too, for the mid-season finale for Arrow, though. I don't think she send anything for The Flash. So anyways, like I said, don't forget Anna B. You can check out her stuff on thevro.com. Always go over there and check out the reviews. And then for me on my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is me, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, iwatchmike on Facebook. And right here, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Check out this show plus Arrow plus The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and many others that I have on this channel. All right, everybody. Happy New Year. Have a good night. Bye-bye.